Child, I believe I have told you many times in your youth that quiet tongues make suppers efficient, yet especially dull.
Father, we have eaten much in the same manner nearly every night for 21 years. You can hardly expect new words to form without any novel experience, especially not given our circumstances. Our minds are of too few to present any engaging curiosities. Perhaps matters might be different if Mother had lived, or if she had blessed me with siblings. However, without anyone else to limit chatter, all of my thoughts you have long since heard.
Unfortunately, we have not been so blessed. However, I shall never tire of hearing your words, no matter how often spoken.
Nor I yours. But, Father, you mustn't take remorse at my phrases. I meant them only to explain and not to censure. You have done well for us. And in truth, sometimes I am grateful that I do not need to share your affection.
Yet you still long for the company of others.
Is that not expected given my age, Father? I know many far younger that are married and have families of their own.
But such have not grown in your circumstances. We have known each other more than any man and wife might know each other, and such separation would surely be twice as painful on both our souls.
We are close in many regards, although there are matters of certain satisfaction which you cannot provide. Surely you must understand, if such urges fade with age, I can attest to any failing memory that they blossom in youth.
If they fade, it is not in longing, but in practicality. No woman shall ever grace my bedside again with my wrinkles and lack of wealth.
You ought not speak of such things.
Yours was the choice of subject matter, dear. And if you might talk of your longings, then I might talk of mine. In any case, you have come to accept such unconventional topics, if a certain aspiration of yours remains true.
You saw the invitation?
Yes. In your excitement, you took no trouble to hide it.
Well, I had no intention of concealing it. I had fully intended on asking your permission in proper course.
Perhaps that is why you have been chewing on your lip all evening. Your words were never lacking, merely fretful of recourse.
If, on my part, such was a lie, it is hardly one of great offence. My choices were only two. I might never speak of the letter and go against your wishes, or I might attend to my nerves enough to ask you properly. No course of action would have revealed the letter in hastier a manner, and of the options presented, I chose the nobler of the two.
A choice that is in keeping with your nature, and much preferred by present company. However, it goes entirely against the purpose of such a request. That particular organisation, given its general affinity for debauchery, surely would have preferred that you not heed your father's desires and go to them without care for any sort of moralities at stake.
Well, might that be their preference, yet it is not mine.
Then why do you seek out those whose natures are so unlike your own?
Father, we spoke of certain urges.
Yes, perhaps for the famous Mr. Dashwood.
He is rather handsome.
And are you taken with him?
Yes. More than is reasonable given our respective circumstances.
Wisely stated. Yet I wonder if you were equally prudent in seeking out such an invitation.
Oh, seek not to tame his heart. If you could be so foolish.
Yet his loins remain a much more sensible aspiration.
Father!
His candour is far beyond mine, so you ought not to mind it.
Well, his club's methods were much never in keeping with convention. However, any such practicalities are far beyond my station. If I cannot expect to marry, then I see not why I should be held to the codes of women who must. If I am taken with him and his proclivities are of a more libaceous nature, then should I not consider indulging him?
Child, you know nothing of that organization's practices. They intend to break with every order that mends society and tear convention from its seams. As tantalizing as such debauchery might appear, they care nothing of morality nor of kindness. Clara, Your soul still naturally seeks the good, and you will find nothing of this sort in their meeting hall.
I realised that Dashwood and I would hardly be in agreement on all matters. I simply wish to explore their methodologies for myself. I see no risk if I should have a change of heart. While the organisation is base, it is forgiving. They have allowed members to leave if the club did not offer them a proper worth.
The risk is not in them keeping you. The true worry is with them so fundamentally altering your character that you will mistake pain for pleasure. However, I suppose that you ought to never understand my meaning, nor the risk, unless you were to attend such a ceremony.
Truly, Father, I might be allowed to go.
You are grown, I cannot stop you. At least if I have given permission, then you might maintain some virtue in the whole affair. For I sense that you likely would have gone, even if I had forbidden it.
I cannot know what I ought to have done in such a circumstance. One has thankfully never occurred. I must thank you for your understanding, Father. I realise your nervousness over my new association. However, please accept that my loyalty will always lie first with you. You have provided for me far more than Mr. Dashwood might offer.
We shall see. Remember, you must tread cautiously, Clara. I used to be acquaintances with Mr. Dashwood's grandfather. A more unvirtuous man I have never met. He founded that club to give himself an excuse to no longer treat his fellow men well. And I suspect that his grandson has learned no better.
Ah, Bates, there you are.
Never too far gone, Mr. Dashwood. The exception being when a certain interest arises.
Ah, yes, I greatly admire your rigid devotion to that particular craft. Although I suspect it might have been helped our library's newest editions. Such books are truly said to lay their findings bare.
And their truths naked. It is a most pleasurable experience.
Gentlemen, perhaps we ought not discuss our less conventional interests in front of such an esteemed clergy member.
Oh, honestly, Wharton, there is nothing conventional about our habits. I wager that Minister Donnington engages in it at least twice a week.
From his reddened cheeks, I wager that you are correct, Bates. However, I must admonish you. It is rude to ask such queries of our guests. And we simply must maintain a sense of decorum.
Yet must we?
Perhaps Mr. Doddington has come to expect it.
Then I might question why he came here.
Minister Doddington expressed a wish to view our gardens. You can hardly blame the fellow. While I much prefer the solitude of the caves, these grounds are rumored to have such divine beauty. We can hardly deny such a great man a glimpse of its splendor, even if his practices might not align with our own.
Then why bring him here? Should you not be outside?
Wharton, the garden's true wonders can only be seen from a distance, and we should hardly omit the best view. And do we move so that he might go out onto the balcony and assess it properly?
Dashwood.
Come, Wharton, the view is sure to astound.
Were it all it would do.
Here you are, sir. Some of the finest shrubbery you will ever see.
And so painstakingly patterned.
You might consider the shaping to be unusual, but great beauty can only be attained by emulating what is most eternal. So we designed it after what we found to never turn our eyes.
The female form.
The naked female form.
And as you can see, particular care was taken in certain areas.
Yes, the bush needed to be perfectly placed.
And the breasts. Much thought went into those.
Oh, the fountains were meant to represent the nipples at the height of female passion, moist and excited. And I'm sure you are familiar with these times when she is still nursing, when she might.
No, no.
You fools, he's fainted.
Honestly, cease your worry. He will come around soon enough. Then the trick will keep the do-gooders from our doorstep for at least a fortnight. Good show all round, I say.
Excellent job aiming the milk, Lulu. The poor man's passed out. Come up to help.
Yes, sir.
Dashwood, would you at the very least help me move him onto the sofa?
I might ask you to enjoy our talents first. Otherwise, you might disgrace your great-grandfather's name.
The noble Philip, Duke of Wharton, founder of the first Hellfire Club. May he rest in peace.
I have honored him well enough by joining his legacy. Now help me move the body.
And pray make you similar requests of us often?
Oh, sirs, did we truly delight our guest as such?
Well, see for yourself.
A great victory is ours. I hope that you are in no hurry to wake him.
I would not dream it.
Good, for we must make preparations. The Graham girl has accepted our invitation.
Clara Graham, the old shepherd's daughter?
Dashwood, what do you want with her? She is hardly our sort in either manner or wealth.
She expressed an interest to me in joining our organization, and I saw no reason not to consider the request. We require no financial contributions and admit men and women in equal measures.
We admit men and whores in equal measure. Rarely does a proper lady join our ranks. Not in your time, not even in your grandfather's time.
If you consider Clara Graham to be a proper lady, then you might need to spend more time in polite company.
If only Bates's mere presence would not make such polite company an impossibility.
She may not be in keeping with our convention. However, I consider the prospect exciting. Might we admit more peasant girls and fewer working ones? Then we may enjoy a bit more purity at far less cost.
To us. Joining may cost the girl greatly.
Risks that I am certain that she assessed prior to writing to me.
But she knows not all of them.
She might make such judgments for herself, and if we are not to her liking, then we shan't keep her.
And you are not at all envious of such a proposition?
Dashwood may take who he likes as his bedfellow. Miss Clara is of no more consequence to me than our, as he puts it, working women. However, I suggest that we do not dally if we wish to make preparations for her. Shall I prepare some costume, sir?
No. This time, I do not think that we'll need them.
Mr. Dashwood? One of the servants directed me back here. Are you here?
Ah, yes, Miss Clara, come in, come in. We've been expecting you.
Are you all meant to be naked?
See, Dashwood, I did have a feeling that we left something forgotten. It must have been our clothes.
Bates, you mustn't tease the girl before her eyes can adjust to your form.
Or lack thereof. It is a pleasure to meet you, Miss Clara.
Pleasure is all mine. Am I meant to be naked as well?
Well, if you are interested in our little game...
There's no need for such hastiness, miss. We simply like to give members a bit of an understanding of our organization before we let them join. Although we normally dress as nuns or pagan gods, Mr. Dashwood thought that, in your case, we might make an exception.
Your arrival is quite special.
Yes, most ladies become whores before they become sinners. I certainly did.
Well, now you are proudly both, my love.
Dashwood, we have company. It would be best not to excite her cunt when she has nothing to hide it.
Oh, his charms will not wear on me that easily. Although perhaps we are fortunate that Miss Clara is still dressed.
Yes, tell me, Clara. To what do we owe your interest in our organization? It is rare for us to attract one so virtuous.
And do please omit any praises for Mr. Dashwood in your response. He hardly needs to be reminded of his handsomeness, nor do the rest of us wish to be.
Miss, I must warn you. If he is your only reason for interest, then you best leave. You might find far better at less cost.
And we will not waste our time with those that seek only lust.
Well, I might. However, they would not be given admittance. At least not to our organization.
There you have it, Clara. If he is all you seek, then you might have him. No membership would be needed.
Although you are meant to be naked for that part.
Well, yes, I am not so innocent as to have assumed otherwise. However, as I stated in my letter, it is not only Mr. Dashwood that I seek. Although he is winsome, and I might state my reasoning in such simple terms to others.
Meaning your father.
If he was the only one who asked.
He was, and lying to him might be a proper start.
That is to be determined. Please continue, Clara.
Although it not in keeping with my upbringing, I am drawn to your organization's rather unconventional understanding of morality.
You fib. I am not fool enough to think that you truly believe in the absence of sin.
I do not. Yet I have not stated such. I simply meant to suggest that it ought to be so determined.
And your basis for such reasoning?
I was born a twin. My brother, he...
And before he was baptized?
He is buried with all the lost babes. Yet, I do not wish to believe their suffering. And I do not wish to believe that he might have been saved had we been born richer.
Never a morality that speaks so much in bribes. Yet ours is too non-existent to even present such a possibility.
Which is why I seek to join.
You will not know it to be better.
Yet she might, and you might accompany us for a while, Miss Clara. Luella will have a room made up for you.
Is that all there is joining?
You have not been admitted yet. To gain membership, you must complete a series of tasks. You will know neither when they occur, nor what they entail. Yet, if you succeed, then admittance will be granted. At the least, if you still desire it.
Then I am meant to be naked.
Well, you will need to go home and collect your belongings first, so perhaps you might wait a bit.
Although, if you are especially eager...
Go fetch your things, Miss Clara. If the remaining hours do not clear your head of this foolish idea, then we shall expect your arrival this evening.
I've got it. I've got it.
Brilliant. Pure gold and everything.
Ah, yes. Another watch for your collection. How will you manage if all eight tell different times?
Well, I suppose that I'll have to keep collecting them until I have two that actually tell the same time.
And you have no concern about running that poor shopkeeper out of business?
Hush, we give more money to this town than we take, Wharton.
I amuse you more than I hurt you. Yet it might still be wrong of me to punch you.
I would not make such assumptions. Morality may be at the whims of our convention. Even you would rob if you required bread to live, and you would not think it wrong.
Exceptions do not always imply a lack of rules.
Such beliefs, and yet you joined us.
Out of familial obligation.
Were that all then you have, eh, Dashwood?
Mm-hmm.
Look, the watchman's fallen asleep in his shelter's box.
Ah, such a pity for him. And such an opportunity for us.
Might I suggest nailing him inside?
And rolling the box down the hill? Never have I heard a more excellent suggestion.
I will fetch the mallet.
Leave that poor man alone. He's done nothing to earn such treatment.
He's fallen asleep.
And that warrants breaking his neck.
Ah, you will, all right. Just roughed up a bit.
Why not go home if you're no longer amused, Wharton? You'll be of no help at any rate.
Why? Very well. If there's to be no convincing you, then I would spend my hours on a more worthwhile endeavor. Should you ever have a change of conscience, you know where to find me.
Back so early, Wharton.
Boys at play.
Yet you mustn't let their games vex you.
I might if they hurt others. Pestering clergymen I might understand, but townsfolks espouse nothing in the way of bad philosophy.
Our code allows for no such distinctions. Were you truly bothered by it, you might—
Leave, I know.
And still you choose to remain.
To protect our secrets. A duty which neither of them seem to bother or care much for.
I rather think that they care too much, otherwise they would not feel the need for such distractions. They are far beyond the years for them.
Yet I know worse, and never seem to require them.
Not as worse as Bates.
No, I cannot suffer with him, nor will he share it. Any angst is hidden behind his mischief.
Yet you care for him.
I've never denied it.
It is why you will not leave.
I have never denied that either.
No, but do you expect anything in return?
Our duties are the same, Luella. Dashwood and Bates keep the secrets, and we keep their company. Given our respective roles, we cannot expect them to tend to us half as much as we tend to them.
True. And yes, our duties are similar, yet not precisely the same. Although, might you wish them to be?
Luella.
Wharton, you have not taken a woman to bed since you have arrived here. It has been nearly 2 years.
I know the rumors. Dashwood and Bates are nothing if not exceptionally blunt.
To them you might lie. To me, you would not.
Then why wait until now to ask?
Because now is when you will tell me.
Curious how men who claim to spurn morality still find one idea to be repulsive. Curiouser still, that it might be one of love and not hatred. Far better to break a man's leg than to hear his laughter. Far better to rob his bank than share his bed. Or his heart. If you must know, I love both in equal measures. When I received my invitation, I only lingered briefly on its connection to my great-grandfather's legacy. While I did not agree with most of his ideologies, I'd hope that a club that saw merit in both men and women might also see equal merit in certain passions.
Dashwood has never denied—
But he has never accepted it. He cares not enough to pay it any mind. To pay me any mind.
You mustn't fall into such trappings. It is a mere trick of the spirit, and one I have often experienced. You might fancy who you wish, but you do not truly know their hearts. You simply wish to care for them, but you cannot love what only takes.
Perhaps. But it's of no matter. While I am sick, I can no longer lie with another.
Well, might you try lying with—
Honestly, Dashwood, it was just a bit of a lark.
You cannot pay a man to drown himself.
I offered him a barrel. One of the tight ones. It's been done before.
For 5 minutes? You were asking an hour. He would have died, Bates.
So it would not be the first.
I will not hear it.
Your grandfather had done far worse.
Unfortunately, I am not him. And you lot might leave me alone for a bit.
Well, there you are, Wharton. Does that please you?
Neither answer would satisfy you. So it does not matter.
Honestly, we've paid men to live as hermits who tame bats before. He should never deny such a request.
Those two are hardly alike.
I have no interest in your philosophies, Warden. Good day to you both.
Ought I attend to them?
I best, and I will in time.
But not yet?
No. They may care for themselves for a bit.
Clara, are you all right? I hardly expected to come home to find you in fits.
Only fits of joy, Father. They have offered me a bed and a potential initiation. Never had I thought life might have such purpose.
Well, they offered it so quickly.
Yes, Father. I performed well. You might be pleased.
I... And they are to your liking?
Of course, Father. Dashwood is charming as ever. Oh, but you mustn't think me love-struck, Father. It is a pragmatic choice. The more I come to know about the club's methodologies, the more I come to agree with them. I am certain that this may be a sensible and happy decision. How best we celebrate?
That may come yet, but your plans are to live with them. They are to be your family.
Oh, please do not fret, Father. I shall visit you often, and none could ever replace you in my heart.
One must have it if you feel so compelled to leave me.
I do it not with an easy mind, Father.
Yes, it is well hidden by your excited eyes and flushed cheeks.
The opportunity is joyous. Am I not to feel it? Are you not to share it with me?
I might, if it did not rob me of that which was most dear.
Father,
I have cherished you since you were a babe, Clara. You are all I know anymore and all I long for. How can you expect me to wake up every morning and not be greeted by those eyes? Those beautiful eyes.
They shall still greet you many mornings, Father.
No, they shall belong to another. They will not be mine anymore. You will not be mine anymore.
I will always be your daughter. However, I might form other relations. Did you honestly expect me to never leave home?
I expected your heart to wander as young girls do. However, I always expected it to belong to me. To be mine and mine alone. I wish to share you with no one else.
Then why did you let me accept that invitation?
So you might sate your curiosity and improve your loyalty.
What? Look evil in its face and then run crying into your arms?
I have given you everything, Clara. My heart, my soul. Is it not enough for you? Can I not satisfy you?
Not in certain regards.
I had hoped in all regards.
What?
You know what I imply, Clara. You are quick and I am not so subtle.
Such relations are improper.
Yet I suspect that you crave impropriety, dear. Otherwise you would not have been seeking to live in sin. What is one more to add when your list will soon grow long?
My soul longs for new meaning, but it does not long for this.
It might yet, should I decide to make it.
Let me go.
This is what you wanted, Clara. A life without morality. And I will show you that I can give it to you as well as Dashwood can.
He hasn't... He wouldn't give it to me unwillingly.
Such charming innocence, love. Almost a shame that I am about to take it. However, I doubt that those boys will find you half as delightful when you are no longer pure. And then I might have you to myself.
Stop it, Father, you are hurting me.
But you have already hurt me more, Clara, and I must show you your place.
Get off me!
I will, once I have my way with you. And cease your struggling if you wish to end it sooner.
You have no right.
I have every right. I own you, and I will do with you what I wish. I know that you no longer care for your virtue, dear, and once you have lost it, and when you shall be useless to everyone else. But I still love you, pet. Even though you will be a whore, you will be my whore.
Father,
oh,
please.
No hiding behind tears, Clara. You may protest all you wish, but your cunt still weeps for me.
It has no meaning. Please, I do not wish for this.
You will learn to wish for it. You will learn to dream about it. You will learn to crave your father's warm, hard cock inside you.
Father, it hurts.
My cock will soothe it.
No, Father, let me go, please.
Too late. You've already bled, darling.
Oh, no, Father, please.
You have made your choice. And I have made mine. And now I shall have my reward. And you shall have mine. Come.
No.
Take it, Clara. Take it like the naughty little girl you are.
Please.
I have finally broken you. I have waited to do so long for your cunt.
Spare me, please.
No, Clara. I will have you. All of you.
Please.
Such a good girl. So pure and tight and ready for my...
Father.
Clara. Mine. Finally. Mine.